Welcome to the Path to Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Wes Barefoot, where it's my mission to help aspiring entrepreneurs and existing business owners take control of their lives and create freedom for themselves through business ownership. Each episode, I'll be exploring the strategies and tactics of other successful entrepreneurs that have created freedom in their own lives while sharing what I'm learning along my own path to freedom. I'm glad you're here. Let's drop in. If you're listening to this podcast, then there's a good chance that you're looking to create more freedom in your own life. There's also a good chance that you realize that owning your own business can be a great way to take more control of your livelihood and create more of that freedom that we're all looking for. Also, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you realize that I specialize in franchise ownership. In addition to owning franchise businesses myself, I have a franchise consulting firm, Path to Freedom, where I help people navigate what is typically an overwhelming process of understanding franchising, identifying specific franchise companies that could be a fit, and then conducting the due diligence in a thorough and efficient manner with those franchise brands. My whole purpose here is to leverage my experience working for franchisors, owning franchises myself, and how we've been able to use that to create more freedom in our lives and help you determine if that could be a path that makes sense for you as well. So if any of this sounds interesting, if you've considered business ownership in the past, whether you've explored franchising specifically or not, I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to learn more about you and what it is that you're working towards in your life and determine if I may be in a position to help. A great starting point is the link below in the show notes, which will take you to a short form to fill out, and you'll receive a free copy of an ebook that I've put together, The 7 Steps to Freedom Through Franchise Ownership. That'll also get us connected, and I'd love to set up an introductory call where I can explain a little bit more about the process that I use to help people determine if franchise ownership could be a great way to start charting their own path to freedom. So click the link below in the show notes, receive the ebook, and let's get connected. I'd love to hear from you. Hey, what's up? Thanks for dropping into another episode of the Path to Freedom podcast. Today, it's time to spotlight another professional athlete turned franchise business mogul. The guy we're talking about today really needs no introduction. He's larger than life on the court, off the court, and in the boardroom as well. This guy's slam dunking on the franchise world like nobody's business. You may know him as the Big Aristotle, the Big Shactus, the Big Diesel, Superman. His list of nicknames is almost as big as the list of franchises that this guy owns. But that's right, we're talking about Shaquille O'Neal, who is quite the franchise investor. So we're going to get into it, unpack a little bit of what Shaq has done in the franchise world and how that's contributed to his almost $500 million net worth, according to the research that I was able to do. So let's get into it. First franchise that Shaq broke into was Auntie Annie's. Everyone knows that smell when you walk into the mall and that smell of the pretzels just hit you. You know, so Shaq's capitalizing on that with, I believe, 14 locations of Auntie Annie's pretzels. 17, actually. So but that was just kind of a warm-up, kind of an appetizer for Shaq. He really broke into the food space of franchising big time when he got involved with Five Guys Burgers, where he owned up to as many as 155 Five Guys locations. And I'm not sure if he bought all of those in one transaction or if he built his way up to, you know, 155 units. He has since sold all of his Five Guys locations. But at the time when he owned 155 units, that was 10% of the entire Five Guys franchise system. So massive right there. From Five Guys, got involved with Papa John's. I'm sure everyone has seen Shaquille O'Neal, along with quite a few other well-known professional athletes in the Papa John's commercials and promotions. So Shaq's putting his money where his mouth is with Papa John's, where he's invested as a franchisee. He's also sat on the board as a board member since 2019. And, you know, if he's not raking in enough cash through these franchise locations that he owns with Papa John's, he also signed a licensing deal with Papa John's where reportedly he was paid $8.5 million for his name and his likeness. So not sure that's an opportunity that's going to be out there for the average person as a franchisee. But, you know, when you're a name and a personality and a personal brand like Shaquille O'Neal, you might as well capitalize on it. And, you know, $8.5 million's pretty nice icing on the cake or toppings on the pizza, if you will. So that's kind of, before we round out his food franchise, he's also a franchisee with Krispy Kreme donuts. So apparently he fell in love with Krispy Kreme when he was in college, went to LSU, by the way. So quick shout out to Shaq as an LSU alum. My wife went to LSU, so we're big Tigers fans, which makes it even easier to like Shaquille O'Neal if there's not enough to like there as it is. So Krispy Kreme, another one of the food franchises that Shaquille O'Neal has in his portfolio. So pretzels, burgers, pizza, donuts, not exactly the healthiest lineup of options, but that's okay because Shaq's coming in behind all of these with his franchises in the 24-hour fitness brand where he owns 40 of these fitness centers. So, you know, he'll help you fatten up a little bit, but then he'll help you trim some of that back as well with 24-hour fitness. I thought it was interesting. A lot of the locations that he owns across all of his franchise businesses are in the Atlanta area. They're not entirely in Atlanta, but that's where a big chunk of them are, which, like I said, I thought was interesting. He also owns 150 car washes. And through the research I was doing, I'm not sure if those are all the same brand, if they're technically a franchise. I'm assuming these are the kind of drive-through automated car washes that, you know, you see everywhere. And I know there's been a lot of consolidation in that space over the last 5 years or so. I believe there are a couple of pretty established franchise brands, you know, leveraging that type of a car wash model. But it looks like some of those bigger brands have been rolling up or acquiring smaller brands. So not entirely sure, you know, if those are technically franchises, but, you know, similar at the very least in the sense that he's got 150 of these things. And in one of the interviews I read researching this, he said those are those car wash businesses are by far his best cash flowing businesses that he's invested in so far. So Shaq's a big fan of the car wash business. And, you know, look, his business experience and his business acumen is not limited to just franchising. He was an early investor in Lyft. He's invested in JCPenney, Gold Bond, Icy Hot. You've seen him in those commercials. The General Insurance, you've also seen him in those. The one that surprised me the most is Forever 21. I'm not an expert and I didn't look this up specifically, but if I recall, Forever 21 is kind of like a, you know, teenage girl trendy type of clothing store. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but all of these others make sense, right? The food, the gyms, the car washes, you know, Shaq's got a fleet of cars, so only makes sense that he would own a bunch of car washes as well. Gold Bond and Icy Hot, right? He's a user of these things. Forever 21, not quite sure. Maybe he's got a daughter that got him involved in that or something. But he's also now starting to play a little bit on the franchisor side with his Big Chicken restaurant brand. So taking all of this experience that he's gained being a large multi-unit franchisee across numerous brands, using that to build his own brand. Most current research I saw, he has 10 of these Big Chicken restaurant brands I'm sorry, locations open and operating so far. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that goes for him. But, you know, in listening to Shaquille O'Neal on podcasts and, you know, reading some articles, just like we talked about with Drew Brees when we did the spotlight on him, it's very clear to me that Shaq is a very, very savvy business guy, a very, very savvy investor. He's not just, you know, throwing his money into these brands and then using his name and his likeness and his personal brand to, you know, help contribute and build that. He's really involved strategically. He's got a great team of people around him. I know I've heard him talk numerous times about any investment opportunity or even any sponsorship opportunity that comes his way. He's got his own personal board of advisors, and you know, that's the group that he's talking to, and they're making a decision collectively, you know, as to whether or not that's a business that they want to get involved in. And then in addition to all of that, I mean, Shaq's clearly one of the most generous people out there. He's involved in numerous charitable contributions. The guy's always looking for ways that he can help and contribute to those that are less fortunate than him. So to me, it's just so cool to see a guy that was so dominant, you know, in his sport for so long. But now in the world of business, you know, he's taken that same mentality that made him so successful and one of the most dominant forces to ever play the game of basketball. And he's applying all of that to the business world, and, you know, love seeing him leverage franchising as a key component of, you know, this gigantic enterprise that he's built and continues to build. So hope you guys find this interesting like I do. You know, let me know if these types of, you know, short podcasts are interesting, because I'll definitely continue doing more of them. There's so many cool examples of celebrities and professional athletes out there that, you know, have discovered franchising and, you know, use that to continue to build, you know, their net worth. So make sure to like and subscribe, whether that's on YouTube or whatever podcast platform. That's certainly helpful to us, and as we try to reach more people, and, you know, send this to someone that you think may enjoy it. So with that, appreciate you being here. Go drop in. That's a wrap. Thanks for joining me today, and be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you'll know when a new episode is released. You can also check me out on my website at www.path2frdm.com. And if you want more information about franchising or just want to say hello, feel free to contact me at wes@path2frdm.com. Thanks again. Now go drop in.